All right. Here we go. Sedated Man, episode 75. This one's called Rise Up for the Gray-Haired. Now, this is a subject I've wanted to talk about for a long time, but quite honestly, every time I'm making a list of things I want to talk about, it's like that thing I keep forgetting to write down. So I remembered it this time. Now, you know, there are some interesting problems that arise with the elderly. My wife and I have just kind of stepped into the caring for my wife's elderly parents. And it's not that I didn't notice it before, but of course it becomes much more obvious, I guess you could say, when you're dealing with it firsthand, close up like that. But it's something that I've always noticed and I've always tried to push is respect of the elderly. And I'm not talking about respecting their space. I'm talking about respect for who they are, what they've been through, what they've done. It seems to me that there is some serious training lacking these days within churches. And we're going to tackle that here in a second. So Leviticus, in Leviticus chapter 19, in verse 32, you shall rise up before the gray-haired and honor the aged, and you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. So you shall rise up and honor. Let's talk about church climate for a minute. I'm not talking about what they set the thermostat at. I'm talking about, we've talked quite often about how a lot of guys go to church just to fill a seat and fill a pew and basically check the box Christianity, okay? God, I checked that box, I'm good. What I'm talking about here goes beyond that. Now there's potlucks and there's ladies' luncheons and there's, you know, men's studies and there's all this. Here is what I consistently see. Well, let me give an example. Probably a year ago now, somebody asked me to pray at the potluck for the church I was at. So as the guy who prays for the potluck, I kind of get to dictate, you know, what's going on a little bit to a degree. So at the request of another gal, I actually asked all of the elderly to go first. Because let me tell you what usually happens, and I'll bet money, that this happens at your church too. Typically, the guy prays, and then typically, what happens? Well, everybody's kids ransack the table, all right? And what's more, the parents let them. Or the parents are right there helping them ransack the table. Okay, and then the elderly either kind of mix in later down the line, or they're dead last because they can't stand that long. Or they just don't want to, you know? Or they want to see, they would like enough time to actually look at what is left, what hasn't been touched by two-year-old hands, what hasn't been, you know, hoarded by the teenagers. And so really, they're not honored. So in this one particular instance, I said, I would like all the elderly to come to the front, all the senior citizens to come to the front of the line. I want you guys to go first. And I would appreciate it if everybody kept their kids till the end until all the adults could go through after that. Does that fulfill Leviticus 19, verse 32, rise up and honor? Absolutely, it does. I got pushback. I got flack from a few of the ladies, and I was more than surprised. Now, I got not praises, that's not what I'm looking for. I was thanked multiple times by the elderly people. Because they could not remember a time when they had been shown that kind of honor. And anytime I pray, I do the same thing. But I was absolutely flabbergasted. I know that's my big word for the day. I was stunned that I was getting pushback from these ladies. Well, why does it matter if the kids go first? Well, because you're not honoring the gray-haired. Okay. Well, what's the big deal if they go through? Because A, you're not watching them. B, the ransack and everything, they're touching everything. And I don't know about you, but I didn't like it. I raised five boys. I didn't like it when they put their fingers in my food or when they put the fingers in food that wasn't their food. When we went to potlucks, it was always, hey, you guys can wait. Let's let the adults go first. And then there'll be plenty, which there always is. But they couldn't fathom why the older people should go first. You know what that is? That's a lack of training by the church, and that's a lack of training by their parents. And the reason those kids ransack is because you, dude, are not holding your sons and daughters accountable to the standard being Christ. Your kids are disrespectful because quite honestly, you lack the balls to demand respect and you lack the patience to train their hearts. Your kids are out of control because you're not watching them. Because you haven't taught them what it means to give their chair to an elderly person who may not have one. You haven't taught them what it looks like to let an elderly person go before them or to let a lady go first. You haven't taught them, you haven't trained their hearts that the world does not revolve around them, that they can wait, that they can exercise patience. You haven't taught them that there are people, or you haven't taught them to serve. Why did I get pushback? What I did was 100% scriptural. Now, to be perfectly honest, I was irritated that I got pushback, not irritated that the women had convictions of their own. But if you want my honest opinion, their convictions were misguided. Hebrews chapter 13. I'm turning in my Bible. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. So in case you thought that just because that was Old Testament I used before and it's not, you know, that's not required in New Testament, you are mistaken. Those who led you, imitate their faith. They're talking about those who have gone on before you. That might be the elderly, huh? So do we teach our sons respect for anyone other than ourselves or themselves? And then do we step to that same standard? I can't tell you the amount of parents I've seen, fathers, mothers, especially fathers, who will watch their kid run ramshackle through a room, bumping and hitting everybody as they go by. Elderly with walkers, elderly in wheelchairs, elderly with canes. Do you think for 2 seconds that those people are comfortable with your kid running loose? Do you think that maybe they're a little afraid that your son is or daughter is going to run right into them? But I've seen it, and I see the dad see it, and I see him just shake their heads and go back to their conversations. Why? Because you have not met the standard either, buddy. And if you're going to sit there and tell me that, well, nobody really meets the standard, Mike, bull crap. The standard is there to be met. Christ wouldn't put something down for you that you couldn't do. Honoring the gray-haired is a small thing that says so much about your heart and the heart of your child. We are men. It is our responsibility to set that standard. It is our responsibility to have our children, our sons, live to that standard. It is our responsibility as men, tough, emotionless men, as we may be, to train the hearts of our kids. It's not our wife's job to train the hearts. It's our job in setting the standard and teaching the standard to train their hearts. We set the tone for the household. So if you're not happy with how things are going at home, then it's time for you to step back a few podcasts and start getting that figured out. So much can be said in your treatment of the elderly. So let me touch on something right quick. Now, there's a lot of elderly out there now that are rude. I'll be the first to say it. I'm a service plumber by trade. I'm in a ton of senior citizen houses. Now, I give senior citizen discounts every time, whether they're rude or not, because in my opinion, they've lived a life I haven't lived. They know things I don't know, and rude or not, there's something to be said for that. And we don't always know where a person's at. That could be that little old lady or little old guy. I may be there that day. They may be rude, and they could be the nicest person every day before that. I don't know that. I don't know what's happening in their lives. I don't know what's happening in their hearts. Have they seen their kids in the last 5 years? Have their kids come to see them? I don't know. You know, those things all contribute because we're in a society now where the healthcare system would rather euthanize those people than keep them around because they're a draw on your healthcare. Okay. Don't think for 2 seconds that the healthcare system is designed with the well-being of elderly in mind. It's designed to make them comfortable. And the push has always been, and you can do your own research, the push has always been to offer an early out. And I'll just put it that way. To take that dead weight off the rolls. Is that honoring? You want to see how much older people are honored? Take a walk through a rest home sometime. Find out how many days out of the year that their kids come to see them. Or any family comes to see them. My wife worked in a rest home when we first met. I also worked in a rest home prior to meeting my wife. I'll tell you right now, the stories are sad. Rest homes are exactly that, a place to send your parents that you don't have to deal with them. So is this just a harp on you and your heart? Maybe a little. Because this is a subject that can't be ignored. So the next time you go to church, you think about that, all right? In Proverbs 16, Proverbs 16:31. A gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. So the crown is a crown of glory and found in the way of righteousness. So when you go to church and say this convicts you and you've decided, all right, we need to show more honor to the gray haired. Now my kids, without even thinking about it, I always made my kids wait. Why? Because it wasn't going to kill them. All right. It's good training in patience. So they weren't going to die. Let me backtrack just a little bit. A lot of older people are rude now. Yeah. It's because nobody's listening to them. All right. And they have so much to give that I think sometimes it just kind of blurts out. And I really think under different circumstances, those people may not be as rude. But if you give those people that seem rude a little bit of time, and 9 times out of 10, you will see them soften tremendously. My difficult customers, my difficult senior citizen customers will request me to come back because I take the time to find out where they're at and what I can do for them. I make sure that when I'm there, they know it's important to me, not just as customers, but as seniors, that they be taken care of, that I understand that they can't kneel and get down under their sink anymore, that I understand they don't understand these newer heat systems that are going in their houses, that I understand that they're just not physically capable to take care of some things. And they appreciate that. But they don't have to say it. It comes out in their complete change of attitude. Now, there's the other side of the coin where some older people are so used to being ignored that they don't want to be a burden. So here's what I'm telling you. If you decide, all right, honey, today we are setting a new tone. We are going to respect the elderly. I don't care. I'm going to talk to the preacher. I'm going to talk to the elders. And don't be afraid to have the balls to do that, by the way. I'm going to talk to these guys about changing up what we're doing in these respects to make sure that our elderly, orphans and widows, by the way, make sure our elderly are being taken care of. Now, some older people will tell you, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You tell them very respectfully, because this is important. You tell them, I appreciate that so much, but I am training my child to know what's important. I'm training them for something better, a standard that we have not been meeting, and I'm sorry, but it's vitally important that I train my kids to respect the elderly. Please let us do this. And I guarantee you, every time they will acquiesce to your request, which means they'll go with it. And 9 times out of 10, they will say, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We don't think about it because we are not yet elderly. We don't think about it because it's just not in our wheelhouse yet. But I'm telling you right now, we can't wait for things to be in our wheelhouse to make them important. If we're going to set the standard and we're going to meet the standard, we have to meet all the standard, not most of the standard, not some of the standard, get rid of that sinner forgiven model. You've heard me talk about it a million times. The sinner forgiven model will not get you to heaven. It doesn't work. So get it out of your head and decide that the standard can be met, because that's what's expected of you. Show the gray-haired honor. Rise up and show them honor. So with that, if you're watching on YouTube, there's my YouTube wave, or even Facebook, there's my Facebook wave. If you've seen the video, you want to see, or you want to listen to the podcast, you can find us on anchor.fm. That's our platform, but you can also find us on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, CastBox, Breaker, and Spotify. And I know for a fact there's a few others out there that are newer that are now carrying us as well. You can find the show notes on patreon.com/thesedatedman. And all of the links to past shows that were important are there too. Links to books, links to articles, links to tools to help you be the Christian man you need to be today and not next week. Things that will help push you in the right direction. All the scripture references for today are on there as well. If you're listening to the podcast, you can obviously find us on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and you can reach me directly at mike@thesedatedman.com. That's mike@thesedatedman.com. If there's a topic you would like to hear, something you want me to rail on, or if you'd like me to come to your church and speak myself, please just email me and I would be happy to set that up. But with that, go out, rise up, show honor, and conquer. Have a great day.